the HTB podcast. Subscribe now so you don't miss future episodes.
Hello and welcome to this special coronavirus issue of the HTB podcast. I'm Jimmy Phillips and I'm joined by Alice Bailey from our MI team and Rob Clayton, our Sector Strategy Director for Potatoes. And we're going to be looking at the potato sector and what's going on in relation to COVID-19 at the moment. March has been a turbulent month, to say the least. Alice, what can you tell us about what's happened?
Yeah, hi Jimmy, thanks. So potato markets have been a bit all over, really, over the past few weeks as the coronavirus situation's escalated in the UK. March set off relatively stable with high quality supplies sought after, but trade was generally pretty steady. However, as more information and regulations were announced by the government, the buying activity really changed. We saw a massive ramp up in the retail demand as consumers were reportedly panic buying staples, and it seemed potatoes fell into this category. We also saw a big increase in the demand for 25 kilo bags or sacks of potatoes, which were being bought from farm shops, wholesalers, and also direct from growers as consumers were sort of seeking out other ways to shop. There were a lot of reports from both packers and growers who were servicing the bagged ware markets that they were actually struggling to keep up with the demand at this time. Free buy prices for potatoes heading into pack houses or sold in 25 kilo bags as well increased during the time as well as a result of this uplift in trade. We were also hearing that some contracts were being brought forward to try and help meet supply requirements.
Okay, so essentially it's good news for some, but not for everyone.
Good news really for those in packing and ware at the time, but as large events were cancelled, schools closed, and there were also many pubs, restaurants, quick serve food outlets, those sort of places were forced to shut in early to mid-March. And that saw the loss of much of the food service sector, having a huge impact on the need for processing supplies. Shortly after that, many chip shops were also told to shut their doors, and that resulted in the loss of the chipping market. So in around week 3 of March, we saw a big shift in where volumes were being traded. A drop in processing was being offset to some degree by fresh, but only for certain businesses. We start to see some chipping supplies being sold into ware markets as well as growers scoped out other options, and also saw some varieties coming through the packing market which wouldn't necessarily be described as traditional packing varieties as such. But this hasn't been or isn't an option for some growers because there are limitations around moving material between sectors. The key one really is the use of CIPC, for example. If more than 24 grams per tonne has been applied, then they cannot be sold as fresh potatoes. And there are also other limits, even if less than this has been applied.
If growers need clarity on this, you can go to the website. We've just put a page up there with all the marketing limits for CIPC. If you're unsure, we've also got our storage advice line, which you can call any day on 0800 0282 111. Alice, I'm going to ask you to look into your crystal ball for a little bit now. Are these trends going to continue over the next few weeks?
Like you say, it is a bit of a crystal ball at the moment. But we have actually seen a bit of a change in terms of the free buy demand. This week, it seems that retail demand's dropped back a bit, but it is anticipated to remain relatively high. Sales of 25 kilo bags for general use has also dropped off this week. But that's not really a big surprise because those who did choose to go for that option are likely to be well stocked at the moment. I think shopping behaviour will alter with the advice from the government to only shop for essentials and as little as often. So this could mean we see a bit of a change in the frequency of shopping, but potentially an increased basket size to make up for that. It's going to be a tough balancing act for supermarkets to ensure shelves are stocked, but food waste in store doesn't become a big issue. Unfortunately, we are unlikely to see food service return anytime soon, and the uncertainty of how long that will be gone for is a key concern at the moment.
Okay, thank you, Alice. I'm going to ring Rob Clayton in now. Rob, you're meeting with representatives from all areas of the potato industry, via Microsoft Teams, I should add, but you're meeting every week. Are you hearing from these guys a reflection of what Alice has just told us?
Hi, Jimmy. Yes, I am. Yeah, so we finished a meeting this morning as it happens. So, yeah, this is very current. And actually, the position we're getting across FPSA, PPA, BPTA and NFU is very similar to the one Alice has described. So as a group, the power of that group's quite good. Pretty much everybody involved has some sort of relationship with DEFRA and government. So we're, as a collective, whilst HDB doesn't lobby, we can get messages in and out of the relevant teams within government to make sure they understand what's going on. And obviously it has been that sort of imbalance between what's happened within the fresh and the retail sector versus what's been happening with food service. And that's probably the biggest issue. This whole idea of the, you know, the actual lengths the packers are going to understand varieties they don't normally use, to taste test them, to make opportunities in retail. It's a phenomenal effort to get potatoes in front of everybody.
That's good to hear. So what we know is that the hardest hit group are those that are supplying fish and chip shops and food service, where customers have disappeared overnight. What are the options for these guys?
Yeah, and I think as Alice has already described, it's not good news for everybody, I'm afraid, and we have to be quite upfront about that. But the CIPC issue is one where actually for now things are reasonably good, because we typically haven't gone through three applications yet. A lot of people are sat at two applications. What that means is that with a fair wind, they can translate their crops over from an original chipping destination into either bagged fresh or into retail through merchants or whatever. So the CIPC one should be okay. I suppose the proviso for most of the retailers is that they want the red tractor assurance as well. So if you're at two applications and you are a red tractor, you're in a better place than someone who isn't. So we're still trying to work through some of the opportunities there. We've launched quite a series of tools online for anyone who's trying to trade off the farm drive through bags and those sorts of things. But we'll keep working as an industry, and it's why these groups are quite important. We'll get together and look at the options for people to move potatoes around. So for me, that feels like the single most pressing issue. We've had requests of as to whether we set up trading portals and these sorts of things. There are those that already exist. So Graindex will be an example of somebody who can quite easily switch into trading potatoes without us having to engineer a new solution. So there are ways people can find new ways of merchanting their potatoes.
Great. And you mentioned some marketing resources there if you're selling bags of potatoes from the farm gate. Again, if you want to look at those, we've got recipe videos. We've got a list of things you can and can't say about potatoes. Again, go to ahdb.org.uk/potatoes and you should find them. Finally, Rob, you're meeting within the group, you're feeding things into DEFRA. Is there an element of horizon scanning that goes on among that group, and anything you can share with us?
Yeah, there is, Jimmy, and it changes pretty much daily. So a week ago, we were obsessing about haulage in the seed sector, for example, because we were competing with the haulage that was being used in retail. Things have eased up quite a lot, and there's a much bigger fleet available, but it comes with a sting. A lot of growers are having to pay their own back haulage because there isn't the same amount of other logistics going on. So haulage has got a bit more expensive, but at least it's flowing again. I suppose the one thing listening in there to Alice and this point around the frequency of people going shopping now, we've had a conversation, for example, about how new season and genuinely new potatoes are going to fare when people are shopping only once a week. So traditionally you'd go and buy your new potatoes every couple of days because you want the really loose skin. So for us, that's a vulnerability that we've identified today, but we haven't quite got a solution. We're just keeping an eye on what the options might be for some of those new crops.
Okay, thanks, Rob. I think the key point here is that we're trying to get information out as quickly as we can, as soon as we have it, putting things out on Twitter every week from our MI team. And if we've got anything to share, we will do. You can find everything at ahdb.org.uk/potatoes. So finally, thank you, Alice, and thank you, Rob, and we'll see you again soon.